RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ravens defeat the Packers 41-24 Saturday night, and the Steelers lost to the Browns yesterday. So now the Ravens, with a win Sunday in Pittsburgh, they will host a playoff game the following week. Let's bring on our guy, Cordell Woodland, covers the Ravens for us here at 105.7 The Fan. And Cordell, thanks as always for your time. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. So what did you think about Saturday night?
Well, I thought Saturday night was really impressive. Honestly, to be able to run the ball the way they did. I mean, Derrick Henry, Harbs called it one of the most, you know, impressive individual performances he's ever seen. It has to be. I mean, 4 rushing touchdowns, over 200 yards on the ground, and then 36 carries. I mean, that dude was a tank. And you watched as the game went on how Green Bay just did not want to tackle him at all. That was just really impressive to see Derrick Henry put that team on his back and carry them in a must-win game on the road against another team that needed to win that game. Defensively, they've got their flaws. They're just inconsistent. They can't give you the same quality product on a week-to-week basis. It doesn't matter who they're guarding at times at wide receiver. It just feels like that guy's going to make a catch on the outside. You don't feel good about the defense on a week-to-week basis, but maybe they'll be good enough Sunday night against a Pittsburgh offense that really has little to nothing at this point.
So no Lamar Jackson Saturday night against the Packers, and this is just your gut feeling, Cordell. Harb said that they'd know a lot more on Wednesday when it comes to Lamar Jackson's availability. Do you think he plays Sunday night?
Man, I'm so torn. I would like to say yes, with the season on the line, that he will be out there. But you know, I don't think that this is like some of the past instances. At least to me, this doesn't feel like some of the past instances with Lamar where he gets hurt and we just don't know what's going to happen. Based on, like, even if he's healthy enough to play, depending on who you talk to, some people may feel like he still might not get out there. I don't think that this is the case. I will say, I feel like without a doubt, if he can play, I think he will be out there. But can he? I mean, this is a back bruise. John did say it got better as the week went on last week. I would just imagine he's going to give it a go, even if that means maybe he can't finish the game or mm-hmm. play every snap.
Well, we saw the pendulum swing in a big way, obviously, with Derrick Henry, the hammer. But, like, he is a human being, and he does have 3,000 some carries under his belt. And as much as we've said at various times this year, he should have been used more. He doesn't lack for carries. He's up there in rushes for the season, and we are deep in the season. So, like, I mean, can you go back to him 30 times, 2 weeks in a row? Like, does this impact at all the division of labor for this next must-win game? Or do we just go in saying, well, we'll find out along the way, but if it takes 35, it takes 35?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, he's fourth in the league in carries.
Yeah.
Like this, and that's just where he's lived. You know, he's lived in that territory throughout his career. But at this stage, you would imagine that number would be coming down, and it just seems like it's not. And I don't know that it should. I mean, everything you said is right if we were talking about a human.
Yeah.
I don't know if this dude is human. I mean, every now and then there are people that defy the rules. And he has, in my opinion, that by this point, he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
He's the one that gets better the more you use him, especially in this time of year. That's just a fact. That's just what his career has shown us. 36 carries back-to-back weeks. I mean, I don't know, you know, but I can't sit here and say that I'm not willing to do it if it means that you at least get to live for another week. And I know without a doubt Derrick Henry is up for it. You know, you go to him regardless of what the rotation says, whose turn it is. If you ask him, does he want the ball, Derrick Henry's going to say yes. So, look, if he's running up against the wall, that's one thing. But if it's looking like butter through a knife again,
yeah,
keep going to it until they stop you, with or without Lamar.
Talking to Cordell Woodland, Inside Access here on The Fan. Okay, well, let's get to the defense. And it was bad. It was really bad. I know that Steelers' offense looked really bad yesterday, but that was against a Browns defense that, frankly, is much better than the Ravens. Like, what do you think of this defense as we head to the final week of the season?
I just think they're sporadic. They're sporadic. They got up for that Bengals game a couple weeks ago, and they get that shutout, and maybe there's something that could happen again Sunday night. Like, I just think they're a defense that, again, can't give you the same quality product on a week-to-week basis. I think they're a defense that, you know, you got to find a way to get their juices going. And I do think they went into that Bengals matchup really amped up, really wanting to go out there and put together the type of matchup, the type of performance that they did, considering what happened Thanksgiving night. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that may be the case again this time around, considering what Rodgers did to them when he came to Baltimore. And there's no DK Metcalf, probably no Darnell Washington. We'll see about Calvin Austin, but they're banged up. They're extra limited when we're talking about a limited offense anyway. So it's the matchup says that they could go out there and dominate them, but logic tells me that Pittsburgh's going to find a way to dart them up, and Marquise Valdez-Scantlin will catch some 30-yard passes up the sideline, and Kenneth Gainwell will have 7 or 8 catches. I don't know what to expect, Ken, to answer your question, but it wouldn't shock me if the defense does come out motivated considering the opponent and what's at stake.
Cordell, focusing in on Nate Wiggins, he's the second most targeted player in the NFL. He's given up the third most yards, receiving yards, in the NFL, and he was really getting picked on Saturday night. How would you grade Nate Wiggins' second season?
It's been up and down, but, you know, I'm one of those guys, and I know this isn't everybody, but I do give corners grace. I give corners more grace than other people do. It's the toughest position to play in the NFL because of the position that it is, the type of athletes they're guarding, the quarterbacks they're going against, and the rules are literally made against them. Mm-hmm. They can't do anything. So, I mean, it's to the point, even if you make a good play, if your head isn't turned around looking at the ball, it's a flag, it's bogus. It's bogus to me. Now, I'm not taken up for Nate Wiggins' performance on Saturday night. He didn't play well. And I've actually thought Nate has played well for the most part this year. He does step up when there seems like there's a play to be made more times than not. I know he dropped the pick against the Patriots, but he's there. I mean, he's usually there. And he was there again Saturday, but they're making great catches. I don't know if it's the way they're coached. It just seems like no matter who the corner is, we could go back to Brandon Stevens. They're giving up those types of plays. It's like it's in a scouting report. Throw back shoulder passes up the sideline against the Ravens. You see one-on-one down the field, take a chance. I just can't explain it. I still think Nate Wiggins is a really good corner, but the position, and there are a few exceptions that do shut down every week. They don't have that. They don't have that. I'm not looking at Nate Wiggins thinking that he's going to be a top three corner in the NFL. I think he's a really good corner, but Saturday was just not one of his good games.
But then we've got Marlon, who's pretty much, I mean, I think that's over, right? I mean, he's given up, True Media's got him giving up more passing yards than anybody in the league. And he's given up the second most plays over 20 yards in the league. And I don't think Aloe Gilman's very good in coverage at all. And this was supposed to be the strength of the team. And I feel like they're going to be leaning into drafting corners and safeties again because Kyle Hamilton doesn't play safety anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he plays everywhere. But Marlon's just not a corner anymore.
Yeah.
He's not a corner. He's a safety. He's a safety. And I was saying this to somebody else earlier today. Like, I think Marlon has enough, you know, situational awareness or just awareness in general to understand where he's at this point in his career. And I think he would be okay with playing safety. I think that would give him extra chapters in his career because he's got good ball skills. I mean, every time there's a tip ball or anything, Marlon's, he knows how to be around the ball. He knows how to finish turnovers or create turnovers. He's got a really smart mind. I just think physically, Marlon can't do the things he knows he needs to do. So I think he'd be a great safety. I still think Marlon can play. He has a nose for the football, but as a corner, he's lunch meat right now.
When are you and Beltway Ben back?
We'll be back Friday from 12 to 3. So we'll be on much earlier in the day. That'll be great. 3-hour slot. So we'll talk a lot about this game, a lot of playoff scenarios this week in the NFL. We got college football playoffs as well. So Orioles bring back Eflin. So it'll be a lot to talk about, I'm sure.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
We'll come back. John Harbaugh met with the media earlier today, his weekly Monday presser. Purple rain in the forecast. What did Harbs have to say? You'll hear it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
My confidence in Tyler is a real big positive, a real plus, but it doesn't factor into whether Lamar plays. If Lamar's ready to go, he's playing.
That was John Harbaugh earlier today. Tyler Huntley, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. But if Lamar Jackson is ready to go, he's playing on Sunday.
Sounds about right to me.
Yep.
That's life in the big leagues.
Two-time MVP, should have been a three-time MVP. If he's healthy in a do-or-die game, you're going to want him under center.
What did you think of Josh Allen yesterday?
I thought
a couple of egregious sacks and a horrible fumble. Missed an easy two-point conversion for the win.
Had him.
And the second to last game in that stadium.
Hey, what did you
keep their hopes of winning a division title alive? Now the Eagles are a legit defense.
What did you think of them not kicking the extra point there? I know the first extra point got blocked, but like you send it to overtime. You've been dominating the second half defensively.
I mean, it was a good call.
He had him wide open on the corner route.
I don't know.
It was not a good game for Josh Allen. That's for damn sure. So we can him winning another MVP.
That Eagles D line went fully healthy.
It's legit.
That's how you build the Super Bowl. You could, or just keep signing Jair Alexander. Yeah. Well, I would say that's how you build a Super Bowl winner.
You know, not for nothing, but that was the last team Jair Alexander was on.
Yeah,
that
they same
Eagles team. They did trade for him.
And that wasn't at the expense of doing something to actually help the team in real time.
No, that's true. They also got the pass rusher from the Dolphins, who's played well for them.
Yeah, Phillips. That was a big boy trade.
Yeah. One more from Harbs, and he's talking again about Lamar Jackson. He says the back has been getting better.
There was improvement throughout the week. I mean, it was not good at all early in the week, and it improved as the week went on, and that was cause for optimism.
Will the final decision come down to the training staff and consulting with him? Is that
It's what it always is. The doctors and training staff, the coaches aren't deciding, you know, who plays from a medical standpoint.
Shout out Aloysius. Yeah. And Lamar's back was getting better, so reason for optimism for Sunday?
I mean, look, these are medical professionals at the top of their craft.
And a doctor asking the question.
Yeah, that's true.
Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD.
I'm sure he is receiving the best attention possible. There's different things they can do from a rehab standpoint to strengthen that area a little bit and obviously lessen the pain.
I don't know what to think. I mean, we had Jonas on, we had Cordell on. They're out there every single day. Jonas said a gut decision. He doesn't think Lamar will play. Cordell is very much torn on it. I said last week I didn't think he'd play either of the final two games. I still lean that way, but we'll know Thursday. If he's not on the practice field Thursday, he's not playing.
I wouldn't think. By the way, did Jerry ask any questions about Lamar's eating habits today? I just wonder.
I
didn't see it on the cut sheet.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Because that was where he got his doctorate.
Yeah.
That's the genesis of Jerry's expertise.
What video game he's playing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that Jerry's real keen on like video games. Do you think Jerry has ever played video games?
No.
I mean, ever?
Yeah.
Probably like with his nephew or something at some point in time. I could see him on the Wii. Remember when Wii was a big thing?
Yeah.
I could see him playing the Wii. I used to like to play the Wii.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, actually, he would love the tennis on the Wii.
Yeah.
Wii Sports.
He's a big tennis guy.
He probably would like
bowling. I like the bowling.
He says he's anti-pickleball, though.
Yeah.
Jerry's not a pickleball guy, but he's big on the bowling. So you've got two Harbs on Lamar here, and obviously I think everything is pretty clear. Like Lamar Jackson, if he wants to play and he's cleared to play, he's playing. And the back, at least by percentage points, has gotten better since the injury.
Yeah, I mean, nothing that's been done to aggravate it, that's
no.
for sure.
Well, we hope not.
I mean, he hasn't, nothing football-wise. He hasn't done anything football-wise.
He has not been hit.
No, that we know of.
That's true, that we know of.
Yeah, like,
it could, hope not.
Yeah, I think he's been, kept himself pretty safe, and I would expect him to be back in the building on Wednesday, and we shall see. Now, we don't think he's going to practice on Wednesday because he doesn't practice on Wednesday,
no.
So the question will be Thursday, correct?
Yeah.
And we won't be here Thursday.
And we won't be here.
No show Thursday.
We're New done Year's, on Wednesday. Yeah, New Year's Day. Will he be on the field on New Year's Day? That is the question. Alas, we need to get back to the Packers game. And we did our six-pack of offensive observations earlier in the show. And, Olive, it's time for the defensive observations. And they were kind of offensive. That's next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Here on the Fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the good folks at the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's the six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
So I put this at six because they really didn't force them. But they got two turnovers in this game. Now, one bounced off of Malik Willis's face, and the other one was the Toon Squad throwing a tip pass. But they did win the turnover battle, so I put it at six.
I mean, I put this at six because it's kind of like beating a dead horse. But, I mean, Zach Orr, what are we doing here? He blitzed five times against the backup quarterback the entire game. He brought more than five blitzers once. against a beat-up offensive line where nobody practiced together all week, and they're either hurt or they have the flu, and Willis wasn't sure he was playing until, I guess, a day before the game, and they're without their tight end who everything flows through, and this guy blitzed five times. So much for going down with some chutzpah or some aggression.
Chutzpah.
Number five.
We'll get to the corners in a minute, but these safeties can't cover. Aloe Gilman has now allowed 9 passes of 20 yards or more. No safety in the NFL has allowed more. I struggle to figure out what he does particularly well. My instinct is not much. He's a guy who's athletic enough to play in the league, and I'm sure he's a great dude and he's super smart. He was thrown on twice, both completed for 43 yards. Hamilton was thrown on twice. Usually they just throw over his head. 2 for 2 for 50 yards and a touchdown. He gave up a 20-yard pass. Gilman gave up a 20-yard pass. All the corners gave up a 20-yard pass.
Oprah. Like,
are we sure? Because Kyle Hamilton doesn't play much safety anymore anyway. Are we sure safety's not a need on this team?
Got a lot of needs on the defense. My five, and I'm trying to be a little nicer here. They did have one nice defensive play, and that was on the 4th and 1. Roquan shot the gap and stopped him for no gain and got the ball, which led to a field goal. It's the only play I can think of. Yeah, Travis Jones had a sack and a half, but like big play that was made by the defense in the entire game was probably like the Packers decided to go for it from their own end, and Roquan did shoot the gap. So I'll highlight that.
Number four.
They made Malik Willis look like Steve Young. Like, he beat him with his arm. He beat him with his legs. They ran the same run-pass option near, it was like first and goal, second and goal, whatever. It was the same play, and nobody had contained, and he just coasted in the end zone 2 different times.
Yeah, I'll get to that part of it higher. At 4, I mean, again, they have no outside pass rush to speak of. I know we talk about it all the time, but This was a joke, and anytime they face a quarterback who's any good, they get absolutely exposed. And Malik Willis had his way with them, and in part because he wasn't under duress. He wasn't really pressured. He didn't have to worry about what was coming off the edge that was going to disrupt the play, whether knocking the ball down or knocking him down. They now have faced – I consider him to be a real quarterback. He'll be somebody's starter next year. In the 11 games they faced non-garbage quarterbacks, it's now 68% completions, 268 yards, passing yards per game, 8.4 air yards per attempt, big boy stuff, 18 touchdowns to 5 picks, a 100.7 passer rating, 17 sacks on 464 dropbacks. It's pathetic.
Yeah, I'll lean Jason. The turnovers were big, but I can't be too overly positive about this Ravens defense. And we were talking during the pregame show, Jason, where you were pinch hitting for Vinny in Switzerland. Mm. And we were talking about the coordinators and John Harbaugh. Like, in this do or die game, are you going to let it all hang out? And
no, I'm going to zone it up and still get embarrassed.
Yeah, not good.
6-pack of defensive observations. And Bellway Ben, please continue.
Number three.
That was a perfect segue, Bone, because we also talked during those segments quite a bit about, Bone, I don't think the pass rush on the edge is going to be disciplined enough. And if they get behind Malik Willis.
He did call it.
And he gets outside the pocket, he's going to run for 60 yards against him. He's still going to throw for the 300, but he's going to run for 60 or more against them. And my God, was their contain awful. When you pay a linebacker $20 million a year to just tackle people and you're scared to have him spy any quarterback who can move, you might have made a cataclysmic evaluation mistake. You might have been too quick to pat yourself on the back. Roquan in the mesh point game was in the wash or not even in the picture because he ain't going to be athletic enough to get there. You could throw on him whenever you want. But Malik Willis outside the pocket, that was just complete and utter embarrassment. I mean, you got Roquan yelling at Marlon. You think Marlon's making that play out there, Holmes? Stop. 1-on-1 with this cat? Stop.
I cite two different scenarios, which is basically a microcosm for their season. One was the Green Bay Packers' first possession, where they throw a 40-yard pass and have back-to-back penalties, first and 20, no matter, another 40-yard pass for a touchdown. And then the third and 18, which it wasn't like a miracle play. They just ran a play, and Nate Wiggins got beaten. I'll get to Wiggins in a minute. But that just shows you how bad this defense is. There's really very few situations where the offense needs to be stressed about anything.
Number two.
I'm higher on Nate Wiggins than you are, Jason, but he stunk. He stunk Saturday night. And Marlon Humphrey has stunk essentially all year. Nate Wiggins was getting beat by a DB that they put at wide receiver, the Melton kid, in that game. This was a pretty pathetic performance from the secondary as a whole, but these two specifically.
They don't have starting caliber corners for me. If you want to be a world-class defense and a defense that gets no pass rush, then your corners have to be elite. And these guys wouldn't start on good defenses, let alone great ones. I mean, look, the reality of Nate Wiggins was he got thrown on six times in this game by a backup quarterback throwing to five different people. They went five receptions for 111 yards, 18.5 per attempt, 16.8 air yards per attempt, and he could do nothing about it. Three different Packers had 20-yard receptions just at Nate Wiggins' expense. He's supposed to be the good corner. So now he's given up the 10th most 20-yard passes of any corner in the NFL. Marlon's given up the second most 20-yard passes of any corner in the NFL. Only one corner's been thrown on more than Nate Wiggins this season, 102 times. True Media has him allowing 630 passing yards, which would be eighth most among corners. What did Next Gen Stats had him at there, Bone?
Next Gen Stats had him at 788 yards.
Where'd that rank in the league?
Nate Wiggins third.
Third worst.
Yes, yes.
Almost 10 air yards per attempt when you throw at Wiggins, so no problem airing it out on him. He's not comfortable in zone. He's not big enough to truly play press man and prevent anybody from throwing over the top on him. It's a real problem. Marlon's washed, and Owuzie has to be on a pitch count. Like, how is this the strength of the team?
It's not. Well, defense doesn't have a strength.
Number one.
I mean, first play says it all. I mean, it's now a third straight game where a team under adverse conditions has been willing to just let it loose and cut it loose from the first script of the game. And what happened on the opening drive? To get a lead like that and have the ball that long, and then it take a minute for a backup quarterback to go 80 yards on two passing plays is abject failure. So we had New England with five guys with 20 receptions with receptions of 20 yards or more, and the Packers have four different guys with 30 or more, and that's with their best pass catcher Kraft not even playing in the game. Like, how does Malik Willis average 15.6 yards per reception against you? Like, they showed you what they thought of you from the beginning, and guess what? They were right. It's a garbage roster built by a GM who has proven to be more fraudulent than not.
Number one, defense stinks. Like, I can't tell you a single thing they do well or did well in this football game. They're not good at any level.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
The chunk plays are just, it's unbelievable at this point. It could be a backup quarterback. It could be a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers who wasn't completing any for a month. It's just happening with so
three
much
three coordinators
regularity.
Now. Maybe the GM sucks. Maybe the players are the problem. Ask yourself, how many of this group is seeing the field for D'Amico Ryan's unit, for Mike McDonald's unit, for Jesse Minter, next coach of the Ravens if DaCosta gets his way, his unit? Like, go watch that. Philadelphia, crybaby Vic Fangio.
Yeah,
how many of these dudes are on the field?
We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for what's it called now?
Westwood One.
Westwood One Radio.
RIP Infinity.
Followed by
Boomer and Valenti
Boomer and Valenti.
Is that no more Boomer and Valenti?
No, it's Friday.
We got Monday Night Football. Falcons hosting the Rams. Westwood One's coverage here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, Beltway Ben, people can find you at your usual Monday night hang. Is that correct?
You said the casino?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be there tonight. I thought it was going to be the Jordan Flu game performance, but I do feel good. Pepto-Bismol, shout out to them. They treat me, their product treats me way better than anything at that damn casino.
Wow.
Yet you'll be back. You'll be back in mere hours.
Can't quit it.
Right now I feel good. I'm a little worried.
You got some Pepto for the road?
No, I'm going to stop at CVS on the way.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, have some in your glove box.
This is my first time that I can remember taking Pepto-Bismol. My parents have my whole life have like gotten on me, you need to do stuff, and I've just been very
stubborn.
Yes, absolutely stubborn. Yeah.
So you just not take any medicine at all? Like when
I take insulin. My family thinks I'm one of the dumbest people ever. Like I have type 1 diabetes, take insulin, but like, I always felt like it never worked. And then last year I hurt my back playing basketball, and I was like, it was like excruciating pain.
Yeah.
And I took
ibuprofen.
I used to take stuff from my elbow all the time. Like I had like little leaguer's elbow tendonitis when I pitched growing up a lot, and I would take stuff then. But outside of that, I would just kind of go. But this Pepto-Bismol, I mean.
No going back now.
We do need to make another
ringing
trip,
endorsement.
Another trip inside the Beltway after stuff we've learned in the last week.
But yeah.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1, 2, check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text of the day comes from Matt in Baltimore, who says, I am in a tough spot, diehard Ravens fan, but I'm ready to see this team move on from John Harbaugh. Certainly rooting for this team to beat Pittsburgh and get in the playoffs, but that would mean Harbaugh's back.
I don't know.
What's funny is I feel like there's sections of both fan bases with those thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. In Pittsburgh that probably, oh man, if the Ravens win, maybe Tomlin's gone, and obviously that Dexter there. It's
another winning season for Tomlin.
Hey. If only you could cash them in for a playoff win every now and then.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
He does not have losing seasons.
It's crazy how these franchises are just like so intertwined. Yes. Like they're at the same inflection points all the time.
They're
very similar.
Is it mirror images-ish?
Yeah.
They don't like change.
No, they
both
don't.
Both of them. They do not like change.
Anything you like in this game tonight, Jason?
We like Mumfield and Son. We think Mumfield has a game here. Is Kanata? Did I say it right? Is it Kanata Mumfield?
Yeah, Kanata Mumfield. Yeah,
I put a little 6-pack money on him I'm not a big first touchdown guy.
Oh,
but 20-1 first touchdown. Fun. I like him to get 40 or more receiving yards in the alt markets. But we Ben had him at his. What was it, 23.5-ish, his regular right number? I think Bijan has a reception of 20 yards or more, maybe even 30 yards or more. And look, I it's hard for me not to like Stafford and Nacua, although with the Rams being a little bit locked into a spot, you wonder, does he call off the dogs at some point? I think McVay plays this game all out because next week's going to be a bye.
Yeah.
And then they're in the playoffs.
Isn't this week's – no, it's just – thinking I know McVay a little bit. Is this the anger week? Is this the week where
that's what I'm hoping.
Scorched earth and the next week
I mean,
it's
Raheem on the other sideline who he likes and he's probably going to be his defensive coordinator next year if Chris Shula gets a job. But like Cousins knows McVay inside out too. I mean, Cousins came up in the Shanahan thing. You know, when McVay was on that staff, when Kyle and Mike Shanahan drafted him. And the Rams defense has had an underbelly lately. So part of me thinks Cousins might get his in, which I'm hoping has Stafford keep throwing it. And so check out wantabetwithus.com.
Yeah, tell the people
content's
now.
There. Or you could see Beltway Ben tonight at the
casino.
7 days a week.
Yeah, he's not there
at the casino. He's not saying wantabets. Wantabets 7 days a week.
Not a degenerate. He's there once a week.
No, I'm saying wantabets 7 days a week. I want the people to know that.
You guys will get the people ready for the playoffs coming up this Wednesday and Thursday? Wantabet?
Well, I mean, we don't know who's playing who yet in the playoffs.
No, I'm talking about the college football playoffs.
Wednesday and
Thursday.
Yes, college football. Absolutely. We got premiership games 3 days this week. College hoops is back full blown. We're on some CAA games right now.
No. Hey, JLCAA. Tonight.
Yes, is it another year?
CAA.
Towson is at William & Mary right now. Mm. That game's about to go into the half.
How are they doing?
Last I looked, they were down by 7. So hopefully
is William & Mary supposed to be good?
They're improved. They've been a covering machine.
They were favorites.
Yeah.
Wow. Towson were underdogs.
Yeah. Towson's down 11 right now, 30 seconds left in the first half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have our buddy Cynthia Freeland. Yeah. She will be joining us. And Jerry Dulac, who has covered the Steelers for a long time, and his latest column saying that this is Mike Tomlin's worst loss ever. That's his latest column.
Jerry knows the Steelers, man. He's always and he's always kind enough to come on with us. He's a good dude. Jerry Dulac.
Have anybody looked at the tiebreaker? What happens if this game's a tie?
Steelers.
If the tie goes Steelers. To Steelers?
Steelers yeah. have the better record. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Steelers unless they lose. And then it's the Ravens. So the Ravens have to win.
So conservative Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, go for the tie.
For the tie.
Wow.
That would be, that. Wouldn't that, like, they get in on yeah. the tie? That, awesome. I mean, that really would be awesome. That feels like yeah, this, that, how this could go.
Yes. That should end it for either, both teams if they tie. Yeah, like, both coaches.
Right. Nobody from this division
no.
should go.
No. No.
And same thing with the NFC South.
Put Phillip Rivers in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's watch
he
that.
He didn't do Dad as much Gummit. This last game as I thought he would have, honestly. Jacksonville's got a good defense.
I thought he was going to get murdered on the field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
it has not happened.
He's too smart for that.
Yeah. yeah. He yeah. does know what he's looking at, even if his body doesn't move well. Ah, coming up next, it is Westwood One Radio, followed by Westwood One's coverage of that Rams-Falcons game, Monday Night Football, right here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.